A group of Bristol Bay fishermen have filed suit against Trident Seafoods, Magone Marine Services, and the owner and operator of the vessel Lone Star, which sank in the Agushik River during the middle of this past year's salmon fishery. The resulting oil spill shut down the fishery, costing most Agushik Beach set netters their season. They say they have still not been paid for their lost income for the season. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The 78-foot vessel Lone Star sat at anchor in the Agushik River during the evening of June 30th. When the tide changed, it's believed the vessel swung around on its anchor line. The anchor line ripped the transducer from the hull. The Lone Star took on water, capsized, and sank in the shallow water of the river. At the time, the vessel had nearly 14,000 gallons of diesel on board, as well as several hundred gallons of other petroleum products and roughly 35,000 pounds of salmon that had yet to be delivered. Fish and Game shut down the nearby set net fishery at the first sight of an oily sheen. Most of those fishermen never got their nets back in the water last season, but were instead given a number to an insurance company they were told would make good on losses, hopefully before it was time to buy fuel for the winter months.
We haven't seen a red cent from the insurance company.
That's Larry Bartman of Manicotic, whose family has been fishing from their cabin on Agushik Beach for decades. Most of the Agushik fishing families hail from Manicotic. Bartman has not joined the lawsuit that 20 or so others have, but he thinks more will add their names as plaintiffs if remittances don't come some other way, and soon.
I would think so. I mean, if people aren't getting any compensation of any sort, I think that would be the next course of action that most people would take, but I couldn't say for sure.
Representing the plaintiffs in the lawsuit are the attorneys Myron Anksman of Bethel and Adam and Russell Winner of Winner & Associates in Anchorage. The lawsuit alleges in no uncertain terms that Lone Star vessel owner Charles Barisi and his crew are at fault for the sinking and that Trident Seafoods is responsible because it employed the Lone Star as a tender for the season. Attorney Russell Winner says the defendant's actions constitute negligence and gross negligence.
Well, I think it almost goes without saying that a tender vessel that's anchored in the, you know, at the mouth of the Agushik River and sinks in the middle of the night under circumstances where there's no storm suggests pretty strongly that somebody screwed up.
The lawsuit also alleges negligence on the part of Magone Marine Service and the Resolve Marine Group, both of whom were involved in the months-long effort that eventually hoisted the Lone Star out of the mud and towed it to Unalaska. But according to the plaintiffs, the salvagers botched one big final step after the vessel was floated.
Large amount of salmon sludge or waste was either dumped or released, and it washed up onto the beaches right in front of set net cabins.
Which the suit says attracted a large number of bears. And when those bears finished eating the salmon waste washing up along the beach, their attention was turned to the nearby cabins now empty for the season. Larry Bartman in Manicotic says damage was done to cabins up and down the beach, something he's never seen in the past.
Yeah, a lot of cabins were broken into, including mine, where a bear just ripped through a wall of our cabin and he left a mess.
Citing income losses from the past season and potential losses to future seasons, lost subsistence use, and property damage, the plaintiffs are seeking damages in excess of $100,000 each. The attorneys say this could get settled out of court any time or could take years of litigation. Trident Seafoods did not respond to a request for comment by our deadline. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.